Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can you remember a time in your life when you were a little scared, feeling all alone, or perhaps lost in a strange place? I was lost one time in a grocery store when I was shopping with my father at the age of 4, but I wandered away from him. And soon, as you do in a grocery store, I tried to look from aisle to aisle to find him. And I thought I found him. And so I walked up to him. But what I really found was another man wearing the exact same sport coat as my father. When he turned around, I saw a face I didn't recognize, and I was scared and a little lost. It was just then, a few moments later, my dad found me, and he called me by name, and I was greatly relieved. Has something like that happened to you? You were lost until someone found you. And from the moment you were found, and when your name was called, you were at peace. You were comfortable, no longer scared, because you knew the voice of the one calling you. That is very similar to today's experience of Mary Magdalene. Early on that first Easter morning, when the risen Lord called her by name, Mary. And although Mary was lost one moment in deep grief and pain, in the next moment she was found rejoicing with great joy and embracing her Savior. That voice was not the voice of a gardener. That voice was not the voice of a stranger, but a voice much closer to her, much more dear to her, Jesus. Previously, like a mother who just lost her child, she was weeping with intense and unstrained emotion because she concluded that the Lord's body had been stolen or violated. But when Jesus called her by name, she turned and saw the living and glorified Lord. Today's account is one of the few moving Easter day appearances of Jesus. Later in the afternoon of this same day, on the road to Emmaus, two disciples were similarly depressed and grief-stricken. They said, "We thought that he, Jesus, was the one who was going to redeem Israel." Then later that same evening, Easter evening, the 11 disciples were locked behind doors in Jerusalem, also dejected and somewhat lost in fear. But in each one of these lost situations, Jesus, like a good shepherd, does the finding. Like a good shepherd, he finds wandering sheep in order to restore them and comfort them. And to Mary, Jesus simply said her name. With the Emmaus disciples, he explained with them on the road all that Moses had shared from the scriptures and the purpose of the Messiah's coming, as he walked them through the prophets. And then in the breaking of the bread, they recognized it was Jesus. And finally, with the 11 disciples on Easter evening, Jesus simply entered the room and said, "Peace be with you." Mary was found. The Emmaus disciples were found. And so were the 11. Now, in difference to yesterday's preacher, Dr. McKenzie, who spoke about leftovers, I like to think that leftovers are actually pretty good. There's a lot of good things in leftovers. And sometimes soup is made and other things. Leftovers can be quite enjoyable. And this is what we are left over throughout this Easter week. Some great texts for us to ponder upon and reflect. Mary was found. And what we see in this text is God's individual care for every lamb. Jesus Christ appears here to comfort only Mary. Mary had previously reported the news of the empty tomb to Peter and John, and that's why she ran and told them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." But after telling Peter and John, they ran so fast to the tomb, they left Mary in the dust. And after seeing that Jesus' body was gone, they soon left the tomb before Mary even re-arrived at the tomb. That's why Jesus approached Mary. The man, the rabbi who had delivered Mary from seven evil spirits, was now dead. The one who had turned her entire life around, filling her with forgiveness, meaning, and purpose, and hope, was not just dead, but now missing. To get a more current perspective on this for a minute, think of how disturbing it must have been for Lacey Peterson's parents not to know where their pregnant daughter was. She was missing. But was she dead? Or was she alive? And could their grief come to any complete closure without finding out? Sadly, later her body was found, as well as her son, dead and washed ashore. Or what about Elizabeth Smart's parents a few years ago? Their daughter was missing as well. But where does grief begin or end in situations like these? Thankfully, she later, a few years later, was actually found. She was kidnapped, but she was joyfully returned to her family. That kind of puts a perspective on Mary. She was confused and greatly troubled. And so many things had happened over that last week and the last few days that she was very confused and puzzled. She saw Jesus willingly go to the cross. But what troubled her the most right at that moment was that his body was gone. And did you note that even the angels had spoken the same words that Jesus did to her, but they didn't register? Woman, why are you crying? She was troubled and all alone, and she need not be, but she was grieving, yet Jesus had risen. When was the last time you or someone else that you know lost like Mary? Many times we're very confused and anxious and troubled about people or activities in our lives, and we can become so troubled by these that we too, like Mary, can be deaf to God's word. Perhaps you're lost in a whole list of troubles with parents or children or your spouse, healthcare costs, finances. There's a whole list of trials and troubles we may all be dealing with, especially after we've returned from the Holy Week break to our studies and to our routine, and everything seems to stack up. When you're lost, it's easy to become deaf to God's voice. In Proverbs 3, King Solomon says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And Jesus in Matthew 6 says, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Mary's problem, the disciples' problem, and our problem as well, is that when we become deaf to the word, we forget his promises. Jesus had plainly told Mary and the disciples, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. But in their pain, they were deaf to that word and forgot that word, which is one of the reasons we expend so much energy in our lives worrying and in anxiety. Yet even at that, even in our trouble, Jesus finds us. Our victorious and risen Lord finds us. He knows we are prone to worry. He knows we tend to get lost in problems, and that's why he lovingly comes to Mary and speaks to her directly by name. This third week into the spring quarter, in this very busy month of April and May, this month of placement, he knows your burdens. He knows your troubles. And that's why he says through David, cast all your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. What a promise. God cares about you just as he did for Mary. And did you hear that promise in Psalm 8 today? What is man that you are mindful of him or care for him? God's word speaks to all of our needs each and every day. And just as Jesus called Mary by name in baptism, so he calls each of us by name in our baptism. And he says, you are my child, and I promise to care for you in all of your needs each and every day. Jesus conquered all of our fears on the cross, and his resurrection proves his faithfulness and his love for us. And it proves that we have victory now and victory eternally because he lives, not just as our friend, but as our dear brother. Because now we share those heavenly possessions with him. Listen to what Luther says about being Jesus' brothers. Now, he says, he is now closer to his disciples than ever before. And by faith, all believers have Jesus in their own hearts. A much more intimate, a much closer communion than the disciples ever had before the resurrection. So why worry about things that are in God's hands? Christ's sacrifice on the cross reveals how deeply sincere God is at providing for us. And his resurrection is proof to us that our worst enemy, death, and all the anxieties of this life have no hold on us. You are no longer lost, but found. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.